This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers, including Mr. Trump, even as he won the presidency in 2016. But Trump's Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they're showing either a lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. As the Group of Seven summit leaders prepare to meet this weekend, U.S. President Trump is calling for Russia to be welcomed back into the group. Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula, which did not seem to matter much to Mr. Trump when he made the statement on Wednesday. The White House says Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron agree that Russia should be invited to the 2020 G7 meeting when Trump is hosting it in the United States. President Trump says he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he did not like the way the Danish prime minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. As VOA Steve Herman reports, Trump said he felt the Danish prime minister characterizing the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. In a move almost certain to trigger a new